the vast radio public.
We awaken to it in the morning. We set our clocks by it. We dress according to the weather reports. We listen to radio for news, for entertainment. It keeps us informed every minute of every day. That's radio for you, close to every member of the family. From its very birth, radio has been a public servant. It will continue its dedicated service throughout the years to come.
You're tuned to CJ 99.1 FM, Windsor, Detroit.
It's time for You Talking to Me with your host, Big JD.
That's right. You're listening to CJAM 99.1 FM. I'm Big JD. Welcome to You Talking to Me. The holidays are almost here, and you don't want to fight the crowds. You still didn't finish your shopping. Your gifts might not be given out until after Christmas, but I hope my guest today can help. And we realize there's a possibility of getting orders late since the show is so close to the holidays. But like I say, you may still need to shop, and what better way to do that than from the comfort of your own home, possibly online? On the first annual You Talking to Me gift show extravaganza, I have Don Abbott from Tupperware with me. Welcome to the show, Don.
Thank you, Big JD.
It's great to have you here. Don is from Tupperware, and how long have you been involved with that company?
I've actually been involved with Tupperware for a little over 8.5 years now.
Okay, that's quite a while.
It is, but I love what I do, so that's why I'm still doing it.
You're also a graduate of the university here.
I am. Right. I was a Bachelor of Arts grad in 97.
That's good stuff. Former student, talking to all the students. And so why this company? Why Tupperware as opposed to... Actually, you did tell me pre-show that you...
Mm-hmm. I've got other direct selling company history as well,
right, okay.
with Avon.
Uh-huh. And you were doing that while you were going to school as well.
And I was. I was doing that on the side.
And we'll talk about
how
great that opportunity might be for students or...
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So why did you end up getting into Tupperware?
Well, with Tupperware, I did kind of come into Tupperware by chance, as opposed to an intentional, you know, venue. Actually, I came into Tupperware as a new first-time mom, and at the time I had a really big goal that I wanted to stay home with my son.
Right.
And at the same time, in terms of staying home with him, I was also looking for something that would bring me a little bit of part-time income on the side, very part-time, because, mm-hmm. of course, I wanted to focus on my family. But I was looking for something that would help me pay off a couple of bills a month and just, you know, ease the financial, change in financial structure of the family with me staying home. And I knew what I wasn't looking for, and I was hoping for something that was going to be flexible and allow me to, you know, do what I wanted to do with my family. And by fluke, a friend of mine happened to have a Tupperware party, and she, of course, she invited me. I went. And that's when it was sort of put to me that, you know, maybe you should consider selling Tupperware. Mm-hmm. And it's a great flexible schedule.
Did you buy something from the party?
Always. Always. Okay. I'm a big like lifer with Tupperware. My mom, yep. had Tupperware, like most of our moms, I think, in my generation had Tupperware growing up. You know, the orange cereal bowls and like the, you know, the
olive, sure.
green stuff.
That was,
you know.
The thing that was exciting for me about having you on the show, actually, is because Tupperware was a big thing when I was like a kid.
Oh, yeah.
And I hadn't really heard of it that much now, mm-hmm. but obviously this company's been around for a long time.
We have. We're actually going to be celebrating 65 years in 2011.
Wow.
So we're definitely tried and true. But no, I grew up, my mom had Tupperware in the cupboards, and you know, my girls on my team laugh at me because I say, as a little kid, one of my first memories is going through the Tupperware seals in, mm-hmm. the cupboard looking for the picture of the seal on the seal.
Okay, yeah.
Because I do remember that. But I had hosted parties as well myself at that point too, mm-hmm. so I knew the benefits of hosting, so I was like a big Tupperware geek, and I used to go to these parties and buy stuff too.
Right.
And so it was actually finally put to me that, you know, why don't you consider selling Tupperware?
Mm-hmm.
And I liked what I heard about the flexibility, and the girl that was doing the party that night was also a stay-at-home mom like I wanted to be. And, you know, I thought, hey, you know, and plus I really liked the idea too that I'd always had this sort of entrepreneurial bend that I wanted to do something on my own. And didn't quite know where to start with that too. So I liked the idea that this was like having a business of my own with a low investment that wasn't going to cost me the money that I was trying to make, you know, so that I could do what I wanted to do.
Right.
And I thought, you know, plus I love the product. So I thought, why not try it? You know, I got nothing to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Worst case scenario, I'm going to get some more Tupperware.
Yeah. And obviously it worked out for you.
Absolutely.
What aspect of the business part do you like best? Is it, you know, selling, the sales, meeting new people, maybe the mm-hmm. parties itself or?
Mm-hmm. I like all of it. I'm a very, you know, broad-minded person that way, but probably my very favorite part of the business is the people. I mean, I meet, well, after 8.5+ years, you know, you meet so many people, and I've got mm-hmm. wonderful customers. You know, I've got wonderful hostesses, repeat customers, and many of whom have become friends actually over the years,
mm-hmm.
as well as the people that I work with on my team. I have a wonderful team out there. Hate all the golden seals. I have a wonderful team out there that I do mentor and I do training, and I get to work with these awesome girls and learn from them, you know, week by week. And it's just, it's great. Love getting out there and learning new things from everybody.
Well, let's talk about the parties actually.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hosting the parties, how does that work?
It's really easy. I mean, if you're looking to get our product, that's number one, the best way you want to go about it, because you're going to get it for free. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, why pay for it when you can earn it?
Sure.
So basically the first step in having a party is just sitting down with me and deciding when you want to have it. So,
right, okay.
You know, we look at your schedule, we see what works best for, you know, for you and your schedule, as well as, you know, you all know when your friends are available and your family is available. So we pick a date.
Mm-hmm.
Easy. From there, we pick a theme. And I do a lot of theme parties because
okay.
it's one thing for me now being, you know, a Tupperware rep in the, you know, 21st century. It's really important for me to let the people know that are maybe new to Tupperware, that maybe their moms didn't have Tupperware at home, or they think that Tupperware's gone defunct years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's really important for me, for them to know that this isn't, you know, your mother's or your grandmother's Tupperware, and we're not a bunch of ladies sitting around in our little white gloves anymore and eating tea sandwiches. We actually
those were the days.
So. Oh, you know, and I mean, it's nice and nostalgic, but let's face it, life doesn't yeah. always work that way anymore.
Right.
So we do a lot of theme parties, and I really, you know, this is something I encourage with all of my hosts, because I want them to be able to have an interactive and on-hands experience.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a lot of, you know, maybe cooking classes, or we do salsa parties where we go and we make salsa and we get everybody up and in the kitchen and actually trying the products out. So we talk about, you know, we go over the different options that they have of themes that they can do.
Mm-hmm.
And then we pick one that works into maybe the product line that they want to know more about.
Great. Okay. And how does that work for the host? You said gets a gift of some kind.
Absolutely.
For hosting a party. So.
Absolutely. Everybody that has me over to their house does get a gift.
Uh-huh.
Usually about $60 worth of Tupperware off of their wish list.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to have me walk through their door. And then
yeah.
Tupperware does gifts as well for, you know, thanking them for having me over too. So usually our average hostess will get about, you know, $90 to $100 of Tupperware just to have us walk through their door, never mind what happens the night of her show, which is great because you're bonusing out right off the start. Then from there, she also earns as a hostess our shopping spree.
Mm-hmm.
So she gets to pick out more free Tupperware, and then she gets to take advantage of things like bonus buys, half price items, as well as being able to purchase our kit.
Okay. And about how many people are usually at parties, or does it just vary across the board?
It varies.
Yeah.
I've done parties with everything from, you know, as few as 3 people to 30 plus. So
mm-hmm.
it just kind of depends on, you know, the space that you're having your show in, where you want to have it, how many people you're comfortable having in that space, how many people, you know, there is no limit. There's no, you know, minimum amount that you can have. We can do a party with any group of people you have.
Mm-hmm. And just out of curiosity, I mean, are most of the parties profitable in some way, either mm-hmm. for somebody purchasing products or mm-hmm. maybe getting somebody that's interested in,
absolutely.
You know, the opportunity of selling
yep.
Tupperware?
Absolutely. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, a long time ago, I developed the philosophy that nothing is ever a loss. So, you know,
right.
of course, you're going to have some parties that are going to be, in terms of monetarily, you know, you're going to have bigger sales, which means a bigger paycheck for you.
Mm-hmm.
And others' parties are smaller, which is fine too, because you never know who you're going to meet at those parties and where
and
that is
going to
take
sure.
you. Exactly. I mean, you could meet someone at a party that could call you up 6 months from now and say, hey, I'm with such and such an organization. We need to do a fundraiser. Can you help us out? Or, you know, sometimes you just have parties where, like we'll do replacement parties is a really good example. And you get maybe some people that are maybe our mom's generation. situation where they're downsizing, but they've got broken pieces that they've really loved over the years and used, but they need replacing.
Yeah.
Hey, have your friends over. Tell them to clean out their cupboards. Come on over and see us, and we'll show you some of the new stuff while we're at, you know,
right,
taking care of stuff. And some of these ladies have the world's best tips.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, those are like gold, because you pay for those. She'll, you know, some lady will say, oh, well, you know what? I use my, you know, Piccadilly for making fabric softener, you know,
mm-hmm,
and, you know, she'll proceed to tell you about it. And then I get to turn around and take that and share those with my customers at my future parties, which, you know, maybe that tip will speak to somebody else who otherwise goes, I don't buy pickles. I don't need that container. So.
Which, by the way, you know, everybody's parents probably, or mothers, I should say, or grandmothers maybe, probably need some new Tupperware. So this is the
true.
Perfect time for
this
it.
This is true.
And I want to talk to you about that, your inventory, mm-hmm, and how, when your cutoff date is for, you know, placing orders with through your website or through Tupperware.
Absolutely.
And so.
Absolutely. Our, of course, we always say this time of year, especially because you never know the weather, the sooner the better. But the
right.
official cutoff date is the 20th of December for orders for mm-hmm. Christmas. Absolutely. So
okay.
we will get things to you as soon as we can.
Right. And you also keep mm-hmm. some inventory.
I keep an inventory
just,
as
know.
Well. So if somebody needs something like yesterday,
mm-hmm.
let me know. And if I've got it, I'll get it to you yesterday. And if not, we'll find somebody that's got it so we can get it to you today.
Cool. And we'll give out Dawn's information shortly in the show. I also want to discuss the products that are available now and how some of them might be helpful, especially maybe newer products that,
mm-hmm.
you know, people might not be aware of, or that they've, you know,
absolutely.
Their mother had old Tupperware stuff back in the day
right.
or something. There must be some new stuff that's really cool.
Oh,
so.
For sure, for sure. And we've got some of our biggest sellers are actually the products that have come out within maybe the last 10-year time frame.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, we're not just bowls anymore, which, of course, is the product that everybody, you know, typically tends to associate with us. But
uh-huh.
our fridge smarts are really big sellers, you know, this time of year and as year-round, especially now with the new year getting closer and everybody's making their resolutions to eat healthier. So the fridge smart is a product that... for those of you that do remember the older celery and lettuce keepers, this has replaced those. Oh. And what it is they're for storing and extending the shelf life of your fresh fruits and vegetables, your fresh
mm-hmm.
produce that you would normally put in your fridge. They've got a built-in venting system so that it allows any natural moisture that's made by that produce, that particular type of produce, as well as any gases that they release, to be released out of the container. So that way they're not, you know, forming a swamp in your container. They're not building up anything, and they're not choking off and suffocating what you're storing inside, and then you're going to turn around and feed it to your composter.
Right.
This way, we allow all of that to escape, and you can actually keep fruits and vegetables easily 2 to 3 times longer in these versus the fridge. So that translates into practical terms in about 2 to 3 weeks. Some of them longer. Carrots and apples are really hardy. You can even get 6 weeks out of those.
Mm-hmm. Is there a particular product that's like the tried and true Tupperware be-all, end-all thing that's been around forever that is still like huge?
Well, you know what is really funny that you say that? And for any listeners that have children out there, I'm sure you're going to already know what I'm going to say. But you know the one that I probably get? I mean, we've got a lot. As again, those of you that are familiar with Tupperware know over 65 years almost of business, we've got a lot of tried and true. But the one that I get the most feedback on is probably still our Shape-O toy. And that's the shape sorter toy. It's the red and blue ball where you put the little shapes in.
Mm-hmm.
And it is one that, you know, by my calculation, has been around for about 50 years now. And it is honestly the product that if I've ever done a festival or I've got a table set up somewhere or I'm doing a party, if that Shape-O toy is on that table, I have at least half a dozen people coming up going, oh my goodness, I can't believe you guys still make the Shape-O toy. Because everybody seems to either have had a son, a daughter, a niece, a nephew, somebody in their family that had one. It's the one toy that almost every mother has kept and is now passing on to their, you know, grandchildren or, you know, great nieces and nephews, and they're playing with it too. So that's probably the one that's, you know, the quintessential recognizable Tupperware product.
Okay, we're going to come back to talking about the business opportunity of Tupperware, and that'll be right after this.
It's time for You Talking to Me with...
You're listening to You Talking to Me with Big JD. On CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
Do you have an interesting career? You have an interesting life experience to share with others? If you'd like to be a guest on You Talking to Me, contact me, Big JD, at the You Talking to Me website. That's youtalkingtome.ca. The letter U, talking, the number 2, me, youtalkingtome.ca.
Thank you.
CJAM 99.1 FM is declaring Wednesday, December 22nd, Joe Strummer Day, to take on Windsor Detroit Poverty with a 24-hour radio marathon. Kicking off at midnight, December 22nd, the 8th anniversary of Strummer's death, CJAM will play 24 hours of the former Clash frontman's music, wrapping it around reports about poverty and homelessness in Windsor, Detroit. The day-long broadcast will shed light on the artist's unfairly ignored songbook, as well as his lifelong protest, in and out of song, against war, oppression, and poverty. In the process, CJAM will get that world to listen to Windsor Detroit homeless issues at A La Radio Clash. On the music side, expect a vast array of unreleased tracks, demos, works in progress, and rare audio footage. On the spoken word side, you'll get an oversight of poverty in Windsor Detroit, the politics of poverty, and poverty issues from a legal point of view. We will also be asking musicians and activists to join us for this day-long broadcast that we believe will have both local and international audiences. That's Joe Strummer Day, December 22nd, here on CJAM 99.1 FM in Windsor, Detroit, and worldwide at www.cjam.ca.
We're back. I'm Big JD. You're listening to You Talking to Me on CJAM 99.1 FM, Windsor and Detroit, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit. And we're on today with Dawn Abbott from Tupperware. And Dawn, you are a star manager.
I am.
What is a star manager?
Well, basically, it's just another step up in the rung of being a team leader, okay, if you will. When you start with the Tupperware business, you come into the business as a consultant. Mm-hmm. And you have the option of, if you choose, working your way up to becoming a team leader. And I'm like a team leader plus is the easy way to explain it. It just means that in terms of where I'm at with the business, I have a slightly bigger team than somebody that's coming in as a new team leader.
Right.
And so I've got a bigger team to train and mentor and work with.
Okay. So let's talk about the opportunity itself.
Okay.
What's involved when somebody first gets started, and you know, what is the opportunity for them really? And especially for somebody that you know, probably important to talk about them coming in as possibly on the side, a part-time mm-hmm. job type of thing.
Absolutely.
You know, maybe they're a student
mm-hmm.
or
for
you
sure.
know, working already, that you know, they want some extra income or something like that. And so What does that entail?
Well, basically, what we always recommend that once you've decided that you want to give us a try, we recommend have a party. That's mm-hmm. the easiest way to get started, is be your own host. And what we do is, like for instance, let's say you were signing up with me, I would come out and I'd help you do that party so that you don't have to worry about knowing everything all at once.
Right.
So you can use that almost, you get to sit back, you're getting your opportunity to be a host and earn some free product, but you're getting to sit back and do some training at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is we announce to the people at your party that you're having a grand opening. And therefore, we help you book your next shows and whatnot. And all of the shows that we book that night at your party are actually yours to start with.
Right,
so
okay.
that way you're not going out there, you know, cold and blind and trying to figure out how, okay, I've got to now book these parties. So we
or signing
you do that.
Up. You're not necessarily signing up people or parties or
exactly.
new.
You start by having a party, and you know, let's say we book you 5 parties from that first party, because mm-hmm. we typically find that people are always eager to help out their friends to get
sure,
a new start
right.
and a foot up, right?
Yeah.
So let's say you try those 5 parties and you absolutely love them, then you just keep on going. And
right.
you know, if they're not for you, that's okay too.
And what I'm getting at though is those people that you sign up
mm-hmm.
or that want to have parties, that they would fall under you, or it's
absolutely.
Your
part,
it's not
part
for the
team.
Person that you like you coming.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Years ago, one of my girls actually on my team had said the thing she liked about Tupperware was it was like having, it was self-employment with a safety net. So you have the freedom to kind of go and do what you want, but you are, you know, and run your business the way you want, but you're part of a team as well,
mm-hmm.
so that you don't have to worry about being off on your own and suddenly you're out in the wind to do what you want. You do get wonderful training through us, and we work with you every step of the way. So if you need advice on, you know, okay, I've got some leads, I've done a show, I don't know what to do with these leads I have, we help you, we show you how to do phone calls,
mm-hmm.
and we work with you to do them. So it's all very hands-on. We very much believe in learn as you earn.
Mm-hmm.
So we get you out there and we get you doing, but we do, you know, we don't handheld you, hold you necessarily, I mean, unless you want that, but we do go out and we mentor you and we work with you along the way, so you're never doing it alone.
And I assume that there's some type of a cost, initial startup, or maybe there, for you having your website or whatever.
There is an initial investment, but you can start in Tupperware. You can start your own business for as low as $97. Mm-hmm. But what you get for the $97 is actually a $500 value, and that includes products to demonstrate. It includes, you know, catalogs and books and order forms, all the paperwork that you would need to take your orders, things like that, as well as little extras that you can give away as well to your customers.
Sure.
So everything that you need for $97.
Now, talk about advertising. Mm-hmm. Can you advertise? Are you allowed to advertise to a certain point, or
how
does that work?
Absolutely. That's one thing that I really appreciate from a business owner standpoint from the company is Tupperware is really wonderful about encouraging you to think outside the box. Mm-hmm. So if you can figure out how to do it and conceive it, go ahead and try it. So, I mean, if you want to go and put flyers in your neighbor's mailboxes, or you want to run an ad, or, you know, whatever have you, you want to have a Facebook site, whatever have you, get out there on the social media. Tupperware themselves have recently gotten involved with not only Facebook, but Twitter as well. So they're getting out there in the social media network. You can also get a Tupperware-sponsored website, as well as, of course, we do festivals and fairs. So, I mean, if you can figure out a way to promote your business, you go out there and you do it. And you can write your own copy. You don't have to necessarily go to head office and say, look, I want to do this and I need copy for it. You can go out there and promote it, and which is one really nice thing, because that means there's just absolutely no glass ceiling as to how you get your name out there.
And what I want to ask you about as well, that I actually didn't have you know, on my list of things to ask you until you mentioned it pre-show, was that you do donations and fundraising and things like that.
Yeah. We do as well. We actually have, in addition to our regular repertoire of party materials and party things that we do with hostesses, we also have a designated fundraising program as well. So if you're involved in an organization or, you know, a school group or church group or social group or club or, you know, anything, anybody that you know that's looking to raise extra money, we can help you with that. And our program gives back 40% of the retail of whatever is sold back to the organization.
That's great. So what about... what do you say when you're asked about multi-level marketing? Because I know this isn't necessarily, I mean, it is to some degree, there are multi-levels within the business, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, tell us about
what
that is.
No, I know, I know exactly what you're saying. No, just like any other, you know, business out there in the traditional corporate world, yes, Tupperware does have different career levels, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like, you know, every company has workers and a CEO, so does Tupperware. But in terms of the actual differentiation between multi-level marketing and direct selling, we are not a multi-level marketing. Tupperware is a direct selling company, and we're actually, I'm going to throw out there too, Big JD, that we're members of the
Throw it out there.
We're direct members of the Direct Sellers Association of Canada as well. For anybody,
I saw it on your website, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're very, very proud of that. And for us, the biggest difference is between us and some of the multi-level companies that are out there is the fact that we do have a very strong and clear-cut customer base that we do our marketing to and our selling to. And so for somebody that maybe wants to come into the business and wants to just promote products and sell products and that's it, and they don't want to necessarily have to worry about bringing people into the business, they can go out there and they can sell our products and they're going to make their commission on those sales that they get.
Right.
Now, of course, there are bonuses for people that do maybe want to build a team as they're doing their selling as well, and they get compensated for that as well through bonuses and such. But if you do just want to come in and you want to maybe do it very part-time, or you want to get involved because you love the product yourself and buy it for yourself at a discount, you can do that too.
So what would be the first thing or piece of advice that you'd say to somebody that might want to get started in the opportunity? I know you've mentioned having the parties, but I'm thinking probably along the lines possibly of students. So what would you suggest?
Absolutely. Well, for me, the big key to doing this, regardless of what level you're coming into it on, is be consistent.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever it is that you decide you want to be able to do with this business, just be consistent. Do a little bit every day. And it doesn't have to be much, but just be out there. And you do have to be a little bit proactive and, you know, make sure that you do get your name out there and whatnot as well. But it is a wonderful opportunity for anybody that needs that flexible schedule, needs to, you know, maybe not have to worry about being told they need to be at work a certain day, but needs also the income. There's wonderful income potential. So it's something out there available for everybody to try. But just be consistent with it and work it and utilize the network of people that you're also working with. You know, take advantage of the fact that you've got people with wonderful multi-year experience doing this, because there are a few of us now in the Windsor area that have been at this for many, many years. and you know, take advantage and don't be afraid to ask the questions and just get out there because you have nothing to lose.
Right. And you also mentioned that you don't necessarily have to have stock.
No, you don't.
Although you do, which is probably a good thing around this time of year.
A little bit. Yeah, it does help this time of year. It's not a requirement to have stock.
And also you said that it's not a requirement to necessarily build a team. Mm-mm. You can just, you know, sell it on your own.
Yep.
Basically,
we've got girls that have been with us for, you know, there's one particular girl I have in mind. She's been with us for, I think, about 10 or 12 years now. And she just kind of sells for, you know, she's got her customer base and she sells. Mm-hmm. And she does not have a team. And that's fine. A lot of girls come into this, girls and women come into this for various different reasons. We have a lot of women that are in this because it gives them a social outlet. A little bit of income on the side, but it's a social outlet. And we've got women in all, you know, phases of life doing, you know, from the student right on up to the retiree, mm-hmm. that are doing this for, you know, any number of reasons.
Are you required to be a certain age before you'd start selling for Tupperware?
18 is usually what we ask. Okay. Although I have had mother and daughter teams on as well that have worked together before. Mm-hmm. But usually Tupperware does require an 18 years older.
Now, is there anything special about the holidays that you might want to mention? Is there any particular special on or some particular product that's, you know...
Well, we do have a brand new brochure, a sales brochure that just launched on Saturday. So that'll be available on the website. And there's some great offers going on in there. I know our mini chopper that was just released in the fall with our fall and holiday catalog is on special for anyone that has a foodie in their gift wish group that loves to do a lot of chopping and whatnot. We've got a $17 savings on that. Mm-hmm. And we do have a new catalog coming out for the new year at the beginning of January.
Okay, and you say that catalog is available on the website? You can
browse catalog will
through that,
be the current catalog is available along with all of the sales on the website, and then our new fall and or winter and early spring catalog will be available on the website when it launches.
Good stuff. And that website is
my.tupperware.ca/Dawn Abbott.
And that's A-double-B-O-double-T.
Yep.
my.tupperware.ca/Dawn Abbott. And do you have a phone number as well?
For anybody that wants to call me, they can call me at 519-967-8539.
All right. Might be a great opportunity for people. And as well, the gifts, obviously, for Christmas.
Absolutely.
The cutoff date is December 20th, but you try to accommodate and you do have lots of stock.
For sure. And it gets delivered right to your door, so you don't have to come and pick it up. No looking for parking spaces. I come to you.
Good stuff. Well, appreciate you being on the show, Dawn.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me.
Well, Tupperware has been around for a long time, and Tupperware is probably one of the biggest names in container storage as well. And these companies, or this particular company, can be a great opportunity to earn extra income. So check out Dawn's website for further information. Music equipment and repairs on the next You Talking to Me. I'm Big JD. Thanks for listening.
The boys are here, the girls are here, and the muscle men are here. Bikini chicks are the bait, and romance the reward. And if this isn't your idea of fun, then you're a rat thing.
We are 99.1 FM, CJAM.
ArtSight, Windsor's nonprofit, artist-run center for the contemporary arts, is pleased to present Doing the Louvre, ArtSight's 29th annual Christmas fundraising exhibition and sale. Give the gift they will enjoy for years to come, give the gift of art, or at our crazy prices, add to your own fine art collection. Original art, paintings, drawings, prints, photographs, mixed media, sculpture, and artist-made gift items created by established and emerging Windsor and Detroit artists will all be exhibited salon style with work priced for holiday giving. Big sale prices for these one-of-a-kind art pieces start at 99 cents and nothing is priced at over $99.99. Shopping for unique Christmas items has never been so easy. Proceeds benefit the participating artists and ArtSight programming. Doing the Louvre runs from December 3rd to December 23rd. art site is located at 109 University West at the corner of Pelissier and downtown Windsor.
CJAM staff, board of directors, and volunteers would like to thank our listeners and supporters for helping us reach our pledge drive goals. Thanks to you, we've reached close to $26,000. If you've pledged and still need to drop off your donations, please make the time to do so.